Wendy, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Oh, good morning, Tess.
You've been doing a lot of research in this area. Could you tell us about what you've been doing?
Yes, thanks, Tess. Most recently, I've been working with a team of volunteers looking at what information is provided in papers that have been published that are reporting research involving recipients of transplants in China. The reason that we looked at China is because China is the only country where they've had widespread acknowledged harvesting of organs from executed prisoners, and the Chinese have, you know, freely admitted that they've been doing this and that they would stop at the end of 2014. At the same time, there's been international condemnation of using organs from executed prisoners because executed prisoners on death row aren't in a position to really give free consent to anything because they're, you know, in the ultimate situation of being coerced. In view of the fact they're going to be executed. So the international transplant community and international bodies have said, you know, it's unethical to use organs from executed prisoners for transplantation. And both explicitly and implicitly, it's unethical to use them in report on the outcomes of those transplants in research. And the Transplant Society, which is the leading international body, has had explicit policy on this since 2007. So we looked at all the papers that were published in which the research reported on patients who had received transplants in mainland China. These were transplants of livers, lungs and hearts, to see if they complied with this guidance and either, you know, stated that they didn't use prisoners' organs or stated where the organs came from. And we ended up looking at 445 papers, and over 90% of them didn't say whether or not the organs had come from executed prisoners. But out of the whole data set, all of those papers included the period before China claims to have moved to a voluntary system. So they all could have included organs from executed prisoners, and all of the research done before 2010 must have involved organs from executed prisoners because there was no other source.
Wow.
And yet all this research has been published in the literature, and it's, you know, as research gets published, it gets cited, and it sort of, you know, ripple spread. So we were quite concerned that we had these ethical standards, but either the review or the journals or the publishers, somebody wasn't saying to the research, "I'm sorry, you can't publish that."
And over 90%, you said, failed to report whether or not, I suppose, if the organ donors gave consent at all. That's quite a terrifying statistic.
It is. It is. I mean, these are research papers, so there was a bit of a focus on whether the participants agreed to being in the, whatever research it was, like, you know, whether this anti-immune drug worked better than that one. But given all the questions and concerns about where organs come from in China, we just thought it would be fundamental that they would say, you know, the organs were procured ethically through this volunteer donation program at such and such hospital. Nothing like that.
And so if we look at the organs that are not coming from, you know, executed prisoners, what other sources are there that, I suppose, you know, the 10% left are coming from?
Well, they have had a volunteer donor program since 2000. The numbers in that have been fairly small, like in 2010. So they've had a volunteer donor program since 2010. So, but in 2010, there were only 34 volunteer donors. According to Chinese data, that had crept up to 1,700 by 2014. But because of a lack of transparency in China, it's very hard to know, you know, how robust these figures are. China's not open to external scrutiny to see, well, okay, here's the database. This shows that these were the donors and this is how it all happened. So even the ones that claim to be from donors, we do have some concerns about.
And is it just organs as well? I mean, we're talking about this and my mind keeps going back to late last year when that Real Bodies exhibition was in Sydney and people were claiming that the bodies in that exhibition may not have been sourced with consent either.
Well, that's right. There was correspondence with the CEO of the organisation that ran that exhibition, and their claim was that the bodies were abandoned bodies or unclaimed bodies that they'd got from the police. These are people that had just, you know, been, you know, homeless perhaps or died in hospital, and nobody claimed the bodies. But under Chinese law, a body doesn't become unclaimed for 4 weeks, and unless it's been stored in a very specific freezer, it wouldn't be suitable for plastination after 4 weeks if it was just in a normal morgue freezer. You know, so again, we were worried that these were perhaps bodies from executed prisoners rather than bodies from unclaimed deaths from people who didn't have any relatives. But either way, no consent.
Well, yes, there's the bottom line, I think, at the end of the day. So what is being done about this? What is being done at the moment?
Well, we're hoping to open up a conversation in the transplant community with this paper to say, look, you know, we've got this ethical guidance. We agree with the ethical guidance that these, you know, we shouldn't be publishing research that's built on organs taken from prisoners with no consent. But they haven't been implemented. That's the thing with ethics. It's not law. It's different to law. The researchers haven't broken the law, but they've broken these, you know, very strong international ethical guidelines. And if journal publishers and journal editors and reviewers don't really mark the line and say this should not be published, then it just sends a message that, okay, well, you know, they say you shouldn't do this, but nothing happens if you do it. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. And that's the thing that worries about me. It undermines the whole notion of ethics if we just let unethical research through with no condemnation. And it is quite powerful if journals say, we're not going to publish your research. That sends a very powerful message because all scientists, no matter what country they come from, want to be part of the international research community. They want to publish in good journals. They want people to cite their work. So to say, you know, we are not going to let you publish in our journals would be a very strong message.
Well, Wendy, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Okay, thanks, Tess. Bye.